Yashorandana Rajadanarandana Yashorandana Rajadanarandana Jamunatiravanachari Jamunate Anachari And I read a Mara Mundavi Hari Jagati Janavala Giri Vara Dari Jagati Janavala Giri Vara Dari Yashorandana Rajadanarandana Yashorandana Rajadanarandana Jamunatira Vanachari Jamunatira Jaya Radha Madhava Sundari Hari Jai Om Vishapaya Paramahansa Katha Tata Sri 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 Madhya Jadangu Sesi Bhakta Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Jai Om Vishnupada Paramahansa Katha Tata Sri 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 Madhya Jadangu Sesi Bhakta Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Jai Om Vishnupada Paramahansa Katha Tata Sri Jai Namacha Srila Agastha Kuru Ki Jai Varam Sikaha Sri Krishna Taitanya Prabhupada Chananda Sri Advaita Garadaha Sri Vasari Gaurava Bhakta Vedanta Jai Shri Radha Krishna, Gopal, Gopinath, Shyamakanda, Radhakanda, Giriravidhan, Jai, Yamunamaya, Gangamaya, Tulasi, Devi, Bhakti, Devi, Jai, Samavita, Bhakti, Vinda, Jai, Shri Vrindavanam, Taradanki, Navidigai, Maripadanki, Jagadapuridanki, Jai, New Ramanretti, Danki, Jai, Transcendental Book Distribution, Jai, Transcendental Basadam Distribution, Jai, Bhriyatmadanga, Jai, Shri Radha Shamasunda, Jai, Shri Shabalaram ki jai, Shri Gauranita ki jai, Shri Lakshmi Nishringa Prabhupada ki jai, Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Glories to the assembled devotees, glories to the assembled devotees, glories of glories to Shri Shri Gauranga. Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jai Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhaktivinoda Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jai Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhaktivinoda One more time. Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jaya Jai Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhaktavinoda I believe we're reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhyalila, chapter 14, performance of the Vrindavan pastimes, text 182 or 3. Okay, just for review, we'll go back to 181, which is a quotation from the Govinda Lilamrita. So we could go back a little further, actually. So beautiful. Okay, this reads, agitated by tears, Srimati Radharani's eyes were tinged with red, just like the eastern horizon at sunrise. Her lips began to move with jubilation and lusty desire. Her eyebrows curved, and her lotus-like face smiled mildly. Seeing Radharani's face exhibit such emotion, Lord Krishna felt a million times happier than when he embraced her. Indeed, Lord Sri Krishna's happiness is not at all mundane. There we go. Proceeding to text 182. Upon hearing this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very happy. And being absorbed in this happiness, he embraced Swarup Damodar Goswami. Okay, now we begin the assignment of reading. Vilasade Baba Bhushara Kata Kahata Lakshana Ye Baba Ne Radha Hai Govinda Ramana. Translation. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then asked Swarupa Damodara, quote, please speak of the ecstatic ornaments decorating the body of Srimati Radharani, by which she enchants the mind of Sri Govinda. Text 184. Tabeta Swarupa Gosani Kahite Lagila Suni Prabhu Bhaktagana Mahasukha Phila. Translation. Being thus requested, Swarupa Damodara began to speak. All the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were very happy to hear. Radha Vase Ache Kiba Vrindavaneya Yaya Tahanya Achambite Krishna Darshanapaya. Sometimes when Srimati Radharani is sitting or when she is going to Vrindavan, sometimes she's Krishna. Having a hard time keeping up, are you? Well, you're doing fine, right? This is now 186. Takiten Nana Baba Haya Vilakshana Sevala Shaneyara Nama Vilasa Bhushana. The symptoms of various ecstasies that become manifest at that time are called Vilas. Purport. This is described in the following verse taken from Ujvala Nilamani Anubhava Prakarana 31. It reads, Gates Dana Sanjana Mukha Nitra Kamanam Tatkail Kalikam tu vasistam vilasa priya sangayam. Okay, translation now. The various symptoms manifest in a woman's face, eyes, and other parts of her body, and the way she moves, stands, or sits when she meets her beloved are called vilas. Text 188. Laja Asha Abhilasha Sambrahma Vamya Vaya Eta Baba Mili Radaya Chanchala Karaya. Sri Damodar said, quote, timidity, jubilation, ambition, respect, fear, and the characteristics of left-wing gopis were all ecstatic symptoms combined to agitate Srimati Radharani. Report. Are we keeping up? Okay, good. This is explained in the following verse from Govinda Lalamrita 9:11. All right. Now you read that to yourself. I'll just read the translation. Translation. When Srimati Radharani saw Lord Krishna just before her, her progress stopped and she assumed an attitude of opposition. Although her face was slightly covered by a blue garment, her two starry eyes were agitated, being wide and curved. Thus, she was decorated with the ornaments of Vilas, and her beauty increased to give pleasure to Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Text 190. Krishna age radha yade rahe dandana tina anga bhange rahe bhu nachana. When Srimati Radharani stands before Krishna, she stands bent in three places: her neck, waist, and legs, and her eyebrows dance. Okay. Going on. Mukhe nitreha nana bhavera bhavera udga ekanta bhavera namalilata alankar. That's alalita alankar. When there is an awakening of various ecstatic features on Srimati Radharani's face and in her eyes, the Lalita ornament, or Lalita ornaments are manifest. Vinyasa Angira Angana Uhis Bru Vilata Manaha Sukuma Bhaved Atha Lalitam Udaratram. When the bodily features are delicate and expertly curved, and when the eyebrows are very beautifully agitated, the ornament of charm called Lalita Alankar is manifest. Purport, this is a verse from Ujjvala Nilamani, Anubhava Pakarana, 56, text 193. Lila Varsita Radha Deke Yade Krishna Dunke Dunha Milibare Hayena Sastrina. Is it? That's right. When Lord Sri Krishna happens to see Srimati Radharani decorated with her Lalita ornaments, they both anxiously want to meet one another. Okay, text 184. You can read that one to yourself as well. Quote, When Srimati Radharani was decorated with the ornament of Lalita Alankar just to increase Sri Krishna's love, an attractive curve was manifest by her neck, knees, and waist. This was brought about by her timidity and apparent desire to avoid Krishna. The flickering movements of her eyebrows could conquer the powerful bow of Cupid. To increase the joy of her beloved's love, her body was decorated with the ornaments of Lalita Alankar. This verse is quoted from Govinda Lilamrita 9:14, text 195. Lobe ase Krishna kaya kanuchu kanchu ka karasana antare ulasa radakare nirvarana. When Krishna comes forward and greedily snatches at her the border of Radharani's sari, she is actually very pleased within, but overtly she tries to stop him. Okay, text 196. Bahire mata kota vitare sukamane kutamita namae baba vibhushane. This ecstatic dress of Srimati Radharani is called Kutamita. Kutamita. When it is manifest, she externally tries to avoid Krishna, and she apparently becomes angry, although she is very happy within. Text 197. Oh my. Stana. No, yeah. Stana daradi grehane vitpavir apasam brahmat vahir krodho vyatitava bhaktam kutam mita puhaya. You know, these melodies are shifting like anything. Translation. When the border of her sari and the cloth veiling her face are caught, she externally appears offended and angry, but within her heart, she is very happy. Learned scholars call this attitude kuta mita. Okay. This is a quotation from Ujjvala Nilamani, Anubhava Prakarana 49. Come on. Text 198. Krishna vancha puraya pani roha antare anandarada birite vyamakora. Translation. Although Srimati Radharani was checking her sari with her hand, internally she was thinking, let Krishna satisfy his desires. In this way, she was very pleased within, although she externally displayed opposition and anger. Okay. Next 199. Vyata pana kahayane sushuka rodhana ishat hasya Krishna Karina Bartrasana. Srimati Radharani externally displays a kind of dry crying, as if she is offended. Then she mildly smiles and admonishes Lord Krishna. Okay. Panakrodam avarodita vancham Vratsanasa, sansacha madhurasmitagava madhavasya kurite aram oro hari success uta itam chamukepi. Man, terrible. Translation. Actually, she has no desire to stop Krishna's endeavor to touch her body with his hands. Yet, Srimati Radharani, whose thighs are like the trunks of a baby elephant, protests his advances and sweetly smiling admonishes him. At such times, she cries without tears in her charming face. Text 201. E mata aratsa bhava vibhushana hayate vibhushita bhishita radha Hare Krishna namana. In this way, Srimati Radharani is ornamented and decorated with various ecstatic symptoms which attract the mind of Sri Krishna. Text 202. Ananta Krishnera Lila Na Yaya Varnana Apane Varninayadi Sahasra Sahasra Vadana. Translation. It is not at all possible to describe the unlimited pastimes of Sri Krishna, even though he himself describes them in his incarnation of Sahasra Vadana, the thousand-mouth Sheshanaga. Okay. This is the end of the assignment. I was told to read 202. So then we'll go back. And I am Sri Guru, Sri Yatapuram, Kamalam, Sri Guru, Masavasa, Sri Rupam, Savajatam, Sahagana, Aktam, Tam, Santiram, Satetam, Savaditam, Parijana, Satetam, Krishna Tetan, Devam, Sri Radha Krishna, Pidam, Sahagana, Aktam, Sri Dik, Sakram, Hey Krishna, Kuruna, Sindh, Deva, the Jagapata, Gopi Shaka, Vika, Kanta, Radha, Kanta, Namastate, Tapta, Kanchana, Gurangi, Radha, Vindavanishri, Vishapanda, Sita, Devi, Pranamama, Hari, Pray, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Devasati Gaura Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. It isn't Bhagavatam class. But Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. The chapter is entitled The Vrindavan Pastimes. And so here in the heart of the chapter is an explanation of the mood of Srimati Radharani, and that the mood of Srimati Radharani is Vrindavan pastimes. Everyone wants to go to Vrindavan for some reason, buy a drink or buy some clothes or smell the cow dung. Whatever reason you go, but it's all connected with the mood of Radharani. How to attract Krishna, or how to attract others to Krishna. Even more important than one's own personal attraction to Krishna is one's capacity to compel others to be attracted to Krishna. That is the mood of Srimati Radharani. Although in this exchange that's being explained here, the mood is confrontational. There are two aspects always in our practice of Krishna consciousness: the internal aspect and the external aspect. Actually, I was thinking this morning that the aspect, that's sort of a celestial concept. We use these terms in astrology, that the different planets aspect one another, and so there's a different effect. That's all external. And as we will hear in the Srimad Bhagavatam class coming up relatively soon, that the aspects of the planets and the other planets, they actually affect only the planet. And it's the choice of the practitioner of Krishna consciousness to accept the global impact or not, because that's a mundane perspective. The individual practitioner of Krishna consciousness is intended to be a transcendentalist. So the internal aspect. Okay, now this is what I was thinking this morning. Instead of using the word aspect, we use the word facet, as in a gemstone. It reflects. A gemstone is cut with facets. It has different sides to it. And it reflects association. And that's going on internally, even though there's aspects on the external side. So here, with Srimati Radharani being confronted by the Supreme Personality of God in his most charming form. Oh yeah, he's so charming, troublemaker. Yes, he's making trouble for her, and she is struggling externally to maintain her position in society. It will be later explained that she's, at this stage, a mature individual. Now, a mature individual, as opposed to, you know, here's mother, mature, and over here we have immature. So the immature pastimes of Radharani, she's just reacts like a kid, right? But these mature pastimes, there's a sense of social position. It's peppered throughout the nectar of devotion that Srimati Radharani is being cited by other individuals in the community of Vrindavan for her waywardness. And she is embarrassed by those different aspects. And those are external features of her demeanor. They're part of an ecstasy. There's an external aspect of ecstasy. And just as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu manifests so many external manifestations of ecstasy, what is going on inside, what is an internal facet of his consciousness, you know, that is the truer concept of an ecstasy. You know, ecstasy, we have a big external ecstasy in the temple room. Everyone starts sweating and the building starts vibrating and maybe tears fall from the paintings because there's so much perspiration and so much moisture is caused. That's external. And another time, some quiet night when some sweet soul sings just a few words with their heart pouring forth, it shakes the room in such a way that no one can comprehend because it's shaking the heart of the individual. I'm with you, Dad. So the individual soul has their own delusion. There's external illusion. That's external illusion. It's being the background. Background. Krishna's external inferior energy, the background of all activities are there. And then we in the material world match it with delusion. So we play into it and we identify with it. Just the other day, the speaker was speaking about how it's so easy to fall into the delusion of identification, and that Krishna consciousness is an entire paradigm shift from the identity with matter and material circumstance, because that's what really gets you. That's what really gets you into delusion, is the material circumstance. As Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati says, that circumstances create turmoil and annoyance. There's no peace in our worldly life. Circumstances create turmoil and annoyance. So, in contrast to that, we have the internal ecstasy. Radharani would be very pleased internally if Krishna would just freely execute his desires. And she would do anything and everything to enhance that desire. On the external side, she's resistant. Don't pull the blue border of my sari. Don't take my veil. and she will admonish him. These are all external aspects. That's a good example. Right? If it got any more external than that, I mean, I don't really need a microphone to reach the people in the room. As many of you may know, I can raise my voice, but you know, for the benefit of those who are on the radio, we have to keep close proximity to this machine. How much is it enhancing the external aspects in the room? I have no idea, because I'm out of touch. But how much is it awakening the potential of reading further in this book, which is full of transcendental pastimes, for those who are fortunate enough to be free from for a few moments to hear? That's external. What will happen if one becomes fully absorbed in these pastimes? I haven't got a clue what will happen, but I heard. And I believe that if one is able to actually become fully absorbed in these pastimes, and that means saturated internally and externally, they will lose their social position. And they'll act like a madman or a madwoman. But that's an external measurement. But that madness also, the madness is internal. We needn't look like Abhidhut. It's better to just cut a kind of clean profile. That was what's recommended by the present-day Parampara. Cut a relatively clean profile and then have your ecstasies on your own time. In other words, suspend or restrain your tendency to enjoy and control even your own behavior and usher others in the direction of this madness. Introduce more people to this potential of living a life of introspection. Any of these books, right? This is a tough one. Right now we're reading through the prayers of the Abhanti Brahmana, and boy, it's a tough one. Because it's internal, that's right. And we'd rather not even think about the internal aspects of our Krishna consciousness. It's pretty safe. It's safe. Better to speak on the surface. But because these slokas, or these verses from Chaitanya Charitamrita, specifically magnify the difference between external and internal, I just take it as Krishna's present-day pastimes that there's an opportunity to discuss our personal practice of Krishna consciousness on the internal aspect and how that true internal realization can be presented to others in such a simple and sweet fashion that it becomes irresistible, or, in other words, all attractive. By introducing Krishna to others with the facet of your known relationship with Krishna, your personal known relationship with Krishna, the one where he reciprocates with you, you know, he nudges you in the morning, gets you up, you know, he inspires you to pick something up on the floor or on the grounds, right? He inspires you, constantly inspiring, guiding, leading you closer and closer to your eternal, true, non-delusional identity as an eternal servant of Krishna. And he doesn't really ask you for any very much. If you analyze it, Krishna's only asking you for everything, and that's only one thing. He only wants everything, but he's not wanting to take it away from you all at once. He's gradually taking it away. As you are willing to surrender, then, like Srimati Radharani, what's going on externally? She's resisting. And she's maintaining, trying, but internally letting go. Completely letting go. Not holding her sorry. But please, if Krishna were to become even more aggressive. And when the belligerence continues, where Krishna is trying to charge her for crossing the river or whatever, she approaches these next pastimes, she approaches the river, and then these pastimes have their own name, meaning cross the river pastimes. But he's not even there at the river. He's preventing her from getting to the boat. Is it Danakali Lila, I think it's called? So approaching the bank of the river. So we are also approaching the bank of the river Styx. Right? We're approaching another opportunity to cross over to another bank. Instead of diving into the ocean of Srihari, we're going to take a boat to the other side and start another life. And Krishna is standing there trying to prevent us. No, you have to pay me first. And when you pay him, you have to look in his eyes, and maybe there'll be an opportunity to actually contact the palm of his hand with your peace. This exchange with him may be external. Krishna is going to take everything away from you anyway. Recently, I've had some extremely trying experiences where Krishna has taken away something completely externally useless, right? Someone stole something from me that only I would want. It's interesting, right? They could take something valuable to pawn, right? But they took some of my notebooks. Actually, a lot of them. And they had all my personal writing in it, some poetry and stories. Now, this is my confession. But somehow they didn't get this one. And what's in this one is prayers. So I'll read a bit of a prayer for you. Where did I put my glasses? This is a part of the Radhika Astaka. The youthful goddess is adored by all. Adore the goddess Sri. She lacks Sri Radha's beauty, youth, and every other qualities. So when it comes to lovers' sports with Radha, no one can compete. May Radhika bestow on me the service of her lotus feet. Of course, it's an astaka, so of course astaka means eight, so there are nine. Because there is a benediction verse. And each one opens up the internal features through an explanation of the external features. Her beautiful complexion and her amazing garments and her external pastimes and what's going on within. Is she meets Krishna with some difficulty and then she raises up. So back to my mundane worldly life. So Krishna could have inspired the prowler to take something of tangible value. Or he could have inspired the person to look through what they had extracted and found this is useless and dropped it. But instead, he took a piece of my heart and flushed it down the toilet. And I'm working on being grateful about it. It's difficult. Internally, I'm suffering like anything. Externally, I'm relieved. In a way. I've been relieved. So when we approach the devotees, we ought to be able to see that Krishna is there with them always. And then when we have an exchange with the devotees, it doesn't have to be simply, I will. It can be a little deeper than that. You can see that this conversation between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srirup Damodara Goswami, it's happening in the audience of many devotees. And the devotees are very pleased to hear this. And that, by the way, there were no microphones. And the people weren't necessarily sitting on the other side of the room. There's no physical description of the external aspect, but I assume that everyone was closely in the audience. They were listening closely and they were relishing the exchanges. I've gone on. I wanted to read more because Dhruva Maharaj Prabhu about 3 weeks ago, 2 or 3 weeks ago, he more or less gave an overview of the entire chapter and kind of spoiled it for everyone else. But because so few people attend, you know, only the very eager to hear these people, they will attend. Then he was explaining that it is similar to what my explanation is. These pastimes are very, very rich and extremely valuable. They're not simply some boy struggling with a girl, flirting. Now, these are the actual focal point, the bullseye of your Vrindavan pastimes. After that, it becomes more external. And then there are some joking words exchanged by the devotees. I think every part of these explanations are meant for us to embrace. Because, you know, so much for my opinion. By reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, we see that there's always a humor, or you could call it rasa, but there's a humor in there, like as in a sense of humor. It's there that devotees are making side comments, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is pretentiously acting in one way, angry, or chastising someone, but internally there's another deeper caring, loving aspect for the devotees. And constantly opening the pastimes by his humble submission. He inquires from the other devotees. He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He doesn't need to inquire from anyone. In fact, he knows everything. And in his earlier pastimes, he even debated with the highest brahmanas and defeated them completely. Then he would take their side and defeat himself. So he's just playing games. It's common, we hear in Chaitanya Charitamrita class, that the Bhagavad Gita lets you off on a nice point in the curriculum that simply surrender unto me, everything will be fine. Then how are you going to do that? And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime picked it right up on the same hook and says, this is the method by which the exchange with the devotees, deeply absorb yourself in the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Okay, externally we have beautiful forms here on the altar and in every temple. Beautiful forms, beautifully decorated. This is the bhushana, the ornamentation of the deities. The garments, jewelry, flowers, right? All this ornamentation is there. But what is being pointed out here are the ecstatic, emotional ornamentation. And they're given their designated Sanskrit names. Again, I mentioned earlier that in the nectar of devotion, the divisions of different ecstasies are spelled out very clearly for us. And that within that description, you can begin to understand how the Goswamis wrote plays. Because on one side, you have the academic approach to naming something and categorizing it and analyzing it into its different forms and the manifestations. But that's internal description. The external description was delivered by the Goswamis in the form of dramatic presentations for illiterate people. So the culture of Krishna consciousness is designed for delivering to other people in any way that they can palatably taste the pastime. So for those of us, I mean, I'm including myself in illiterate at this point, unable to enter into this intricate description with all of its varying names, simply by witnessing a reenactment, and we see the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are full of highly celebrated events, for example. And it's interesting, I was thinking about it earlier, that there are no Janmashtami pastimes. Yeah, I mean, Janmashtami is a big holiday, right? But there are other pastimes where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu acted out with the devotees' pastimes. Nityananda Prabhu also acting things out. They were acting out these different pastimes. So to act out Janmashtami, that's the function of Janmashtami, because people from everywhere, non-practitioners of Krishna consciousness, come, and the enactment that they can comprehend on a very base level. That's the importance of Janmashtami. Otherwise, in my puffed up opinion, for devotees, for those who are living and practicing Krishna consciousness, Janmashtami is every day. It's every day in some universe. So for this universe of our heart, internally, Janmashtami is every day. He's appearing or descending every day. But for those who go by calendar calculation, Janmashtami is extremely important because it's the maximum reach out there. Just as a Vrindavan pastime is taking place in Daytona Beach today. Right? That's very important. Wherever there's an opportunity to deliver the simplicity and beauty and ecstasy, we have to be very careful with that one because it crosses between static and ecstatic. Where our ecstasy tends to be not really genuine ecstasy. It tends. When we give it to others and arouse there, we are able to awaken some mood of devotion, then the pastimes of Radharani are playing right at the present moment, because that is her feature as the servant of the Supreme Personality of God. So, unfortunately, I know you like to discuss, you can do this on your own, but because of my inability to hear nearly anything except the extreme ringing in my ears, I will ask you to excuse me from discussion. If you'd like to make a comment or a critical correction, you can send me an email. It's a very easy email. It's MISTERDAS, that's Mr. D-A-S, Das, Mr. Das, at Gmail. And you can criticize me as long as you want. Or you can meet with me some other time, that's fine. As far as discussion goes, it's for everyone's benefit to discuss these pastimes. Faulty or not faulty, I thank you so much for your attention and the privilege of speaking before you. And an opportunity to reach those who are unable to come into this room. So let's close right there, shall we? Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai, Sri Prabhupada ki jai, glories to the assembled devotees. Hare Krishna.